All right, Matt, thank you so much for your patience.
No problem.
Okay, everything's smooth in this room, so I guess you're ready to begin?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So we are recording now, and Matt, the completion of the new Hedrick Medical Center, it must be very, very close at this point. Will you tell me a little bit about what's still left to do?
There's just a few touch-up items. So there's some areas that need touch-up paint. There are a few areas that we need to place ceiling tiles in. But for the most part, we're about 95% complete. On the outside, they still have to do some work in the parking lot. So people may see them striping spots in the parking lot. But for the most part, like I said, it's pretty much complete.
And when will you guys be able to start moving equipment over?
We're starting that now. So we've got a lot of equipment coming in. We've purchased over $5 million in new equipment, and that's being delivered as we speak.
That's fantastic. And people who come to the new hospital, will they see any equipment that they haven't seen before?
That's a really good question. We're excited to be the only ones in the area to be able to offer 3D mammography. And so that technology is a step up from 2D or digital mammography. And so in the new facility, we'll be able to offer 3D. The only places in this area that offers that technology is Columbia, a few places in Kansas City, Omaha, or Des Moines. So we're quite pleased to be one of the few facilities to be able to offer that. And that's through the generous donation of the Livingston County Community Foundation that made that possible.
And will you remind me how much they donated for you guys to get that?
$100,000.
Wow.
Yeah, it wasn't small.
Now, looking ahead to when all this stuff will actually be in use, what is the projected date for the hospital to open?
Well, there's two significant dates coming up. January 23rd is when we'll be having our public open house, and that will be at 2 o'clock. We'll do a ribbon cutting, and then we'll have self-guided tours throughout the afternoon up until 7 o'clock. So we'd like everybody to come out and see the new hospital, and it'd be a great opportunity for you to see areas of the hospital that you typically wouldn't be able to go into, like surgery or OB. And so it's a neat time to go and just look throughout the facility. And then the next date will be February 13th, and that is when we actually open for business. And so we'll move patients on February 13th and start operating out of the new facility.
All right, that must be really exciting to have it so close at this point.
Yeah, we've gone through a couple years of planning to lead up to this point. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the city of Chillicothe and their great partnership with Hedrick Medical Center and St. Luke's Health System. We wouldn't be here without the great partnership with Hedrick Medical Center and the city of Chillicothe.
All right. Well, Matt, do you have anything you'd like to add or anything else you think we should talk about?
No, I think that you asked really good questions, and especially the one about technology, because the 3D mammography, we sent out a press release about that a couple months ago, and that is something you typically wouldn't see in a rural hospital. And so we're quite excited to be able to offer that service to women in the community. Right now in Kansas City, there's St. Luke's East, St. Luke's North, St. Luke's South, St. Luke's Plaza, and KU. They're the only ones that have it. So if women are going anywhere else, they're getting a lesser scan than what they could have gotten on a 3D mammography machine.
And that's so exciting that that's here.